Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Know his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Do you know this song? I don't know whether you were born when they sang that song. Glory, glory, Lord. Did you answer my question? You are coming out. You were born when you were singing it. When I say born, born like born in the spirit. Oh, yeah, come and sing it. Yeah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited this morning. Please have your seat. Very rarely do you see me excited like this. Very rarely. I hardly show my emotions. Amen. I don't know why that is. I don't know. God is going to help me. Amen. Let me correct an impression that has been coming along. Let me say, I don't know how where you got that from. That I say, light your lady. I don't know. It was an interpretation. It was Satan that misinterpreted it. That was not what I was conveying, and that was an uncharitable. One thing I've learned following God that, you see, God is a very interesting person. You know when they sinned in the garden, he punished Eve. He punished the serpent, but he never put any curse on Adam. Did you notice? He didn't put the curse on Adam. When Aaron misbehaved, he didn't disgrace Aaron. Did you notice? In his death, he still honored him. You don't understand what I'm talking here. Praise God. So I do my best possible not to abuse the children of God as much as possible. I avoid it. Of course, I can say you can. Why are you so stupid? It's not an abusive question. In case you don't know, it's not an abuse. It's a question. Why are you stupid? But you know, Yoruba people are abusing me. When we try, okay, Chibori Oda, Emi, Emi Lombu. It's not a boozy question. She ori oda. Then you will answer, ori mi da. Then I will ask you the next question. Then why are you behaving like this? It's a question. But that's rough. Praise God. I love you all. In spite of all the people I have fought, I still love you from the depths of my heart. Yesterday, I still had to be rebuking, relax. And he was, you know, relax a very troublesome person. You know what time you're abusing me, he will still be laughing. And he irritates me. So I've learned to cope with him. I'm just trusting God that he will come round. Amen. I wanted to show his picture. Unfortunately, he had died of time. I was going to show his picture when he was a normal boy. That was normal. Everything was okay. I'm going to show you. I said, this is you, relax. When you were just normal, taller. But he jumped ahead of me, told them that we don't have time. Skip that aspect. And now that is how we touch that. Praise the Lord. So I love you all. I want all of you to succeed. Look, we came from a place where they don't care what happens to your life. They don't care how you, if you like, ruin your life. It's not their business. What is important is that you are coming to church and you are funding the projects. When Remukuru was talking here yesterday about people using the blood of men, people don't care. I remember then, this pastor that is seated there, I want to appreciate it. Please put your hands together for him. We come through thin and thick. He has sacrificed a lot. I remember when night vigil was over, they called him and said they need to paint the house of the bishop before he comes back from Brazil or so. And after night vigil, we don't normally sleep during night vigil, though there was a pastor who learned the art of sleeping. You know, he could sleep and he will be following you. You just sit down there and be tapping his head and he'll say, but he's gone. That technology was wow. I couldn't learn it. So we stayed awake all through the night for a vigil, and we'll be finished around 5 a.m. And pastor had to drive back to Lagos that morning to go and get money. There was no wire transfer. So he got to Lagos, drove back. I guess around Ife, he began to doze on the steering. And I think he had to park to sleep before coming back to Accra just to get money to paint the house. And at the end of the day, he did not exit properly. All the good he did was not remembered. And I can only say God will remember you. Yeah. See, there's nothing you do that God will not remember. He will remember. And it will be for your good in Jesus' name. Yeah. Just keep doing it. And so, you see, when I look back how we were maltreated, how we were used, I vow to God that I will not do that. And that's part of what makes PGT a little bit different. Praise the Lord. And I'm trusting God that God will help us to do more. That whatever it is that you will do, it will come out of your heart. And it will not destroy you. Though I know that there are certain things you may need to do that may be risky as an act of faith. I may not approve it, but if the Lord tells you, I just trust God and God will uphold you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to thank God for my wife. Please, I want to appreciate my wife. I'm not playing politics. You know, I'm not a politician. Praise God. I don't play politics. See, I just look back. This woman that dressed me, she dresses me. Dress like anything you see on me is my wife. I don't know the house of a tailor. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know. She said this is because this. I don't care. Because I'll tell her I didn't send you. But I will wear it. Praise God. And she will not, because of that, not do the next one. How she finds the money, I don't care. Praise God. May God bless you to a woman who will cover you up in the name of Jesus. She has been your covering. You know, I want to thank God for my sons. Please appreciate them. You know, they could easily have revolted. I said, why are you bringing people into our home? Because they have to give up their beds, give up their rooms, give up their comforts. The money I would have used in taking care of them alone, I've had to spread it over everybody. I mean, if all the money we're using to feed everybody, I'd taken them to, I'd be using it to buy bigs and everything and pamper them, that'd have been great. But they never once complained. I want to say thank you. Please put your hands together for them. They are fantastic. They are fantastic. I couldn't have loved to have children like that. I mean, they're the best. You know, they don't complain. Ah, no. They suffered in my hands. Damiloji especially suffered in my hands. They suffered. It became a time when Damilo was very afraid of me. I had to back off. I had to call Sadia to come and help me teach him mass. Even Sadia gave up on Damiloji at the time. And so, and even pastor gave up. I admit, I just said, anyhow. At last, it could be better. You know, I'm trying to get, you know, I don't know whether you say all this. Damiloji can remember everything that had happened. He has a photographic memory. My mom will say, when he comes back from school, or if my mom has gone out and he comes back and they meet, Damiloji will rehearse everything that has happened. Everything, he will not miss a detail. My mom can't mind worry. One thing that I hate is rehearsing what happened. When my wife said, kill you, you need time. Just leave me alone. Not that I don't remember, but praise God. Now my son will remember everything. The day he met Reverend K and dealt with him. Reverend K said they started the talk. He thought he could gist. Reverend thought he had a good gist and gist. When Damiloji finished with him, he slept. Damiloji waited for him to sleep. When he woke up, he said, can we continue? He said, what kind of guy is this? I said, good for you. You have made more than your match. So, I mean, they're fantastic. They're fantastic. Mr. Adeleke, yes, my mom, my wife's friend, I think she came to do a program. I don't know what she came to do. I stayed with us. Damiloji will buy her biscuit, buy everything, sit down and start saying, well, how was your day? And then we gist. Well, doesn't gist with me like that. Doesn't gist with me like that. I'm the lion of the tribe. But I hope with this one now I can break the ice. So we can start gisting. Praise God. All of you are all special. I can speak of each of you. And I want to say that of all the I tell people, and the thing I'm playing, it's a privilege and a great honor to have met you. That's the truth. You are the one celebrating me, but really, it's me that should be celebrating you, because you are all special. You are all unique. There's no two of you. Even Lori and Sheson, as they are, very, very unique. You know, there was a time they were confusing me. We won't call. I was like, who is this? I'm not Lori now, I'm Sheson. I can't be talking like him. Sometimes, just a few times, you know. But really, they are different. And all of you are unique. And that's the beauty of the church. Because God has planted different things in every one of us. That everybody is bringing his A game to the table. You are bringing your best to the table. And you are all unique. And I want you to know that I really appreciate every one of you. I really love you. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for all of us. Hallelujah. My exhortation is not much. I just want to go down memory lane and explain to you again why PGT came into existence. In the next few minutes, I won't be talking too much. You see, there's what they call the walk. Your walk in this life, on this path, there's a walk. And you must pay attention to God's dealings in your life. There are dealings. They are pointers to what God may have you do. Amen. I am what I am. I am who I am because of those dealings. Praise God. I can't be Reverend Ken, because our path is not the same. Praise God. Our experiences are not the same. The dealings God has done in our lives are not the same. Amen. And it's a privilege that when you come under a person that has been dealt with, the chances that God led you there so that you also can be fashioned along that same dealing. Do you understand? So it's wrong that you are in this house and the person that is controlling your life is Arume. It's wrong. Are you with me? Because Arume, I read where people start us and they say, oh, happy birthday, daddy. I love you. Does Arume know you? Does Pastor Deboye know you? These people don't know anything about you. They don't even know whether you exist or you do exist. There's those that know you that can really, really pastor you and help you. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? People say, oh, it's my father. He can't be your father. Yes, Paul said you may have many instructors, but you have only one father. Praise God. And we must learn. Yes, appreciate them. And really, Pastor Deboye lost his son, one of his sons, and my heart goes out to him. I think we need to pray for that family and the church. You know, I think many people's faith will actually be shaken to their foundations. That, why did you not hear it? Why did God not tell Baba? And all kinds of funny questions will be entering people's heads. But let me tell you, God is sovereign. He does not answer to anybody. He does as he pleases in the courts of heaven. So whether it's Baba or me, we are all mortals. We are all dependent upon mercy. Are you with me? But what is important, we must never forget that when you cross into eternity, make sure that you are crossing into eternity as a child of God. Make sure that there is nothing the enemy will lift against you and said, for this reason, he cannot go in. That's all that matters. Those who are alive will sort themselves out. Are you with me? They will do what? I've told you before of how people died and came back. And everything they told us suggests that they actually did not remember those they left behind. What was important to them was what they were going to face. So if they were going to heaven, the splendor of what they saw occupied their thoughts. And none of them wanted to ever come back. There was one particular one. Please, bro, Femi, you give me extra time. I've not even started my exhortation. But this is an exhortation, okay. But there's something I want to just share. And that brother said that he died. He was a member of Egan's church. He fell down from the story building and died. And Egan began to pray and ask God, bring him back. I prayed for hours. And when the man woke up and opened his eyes to the earth, he was like, why did you bring me back? What is your problem? What did I do now? We have been praying for you to come back. I said, what do I do? Look, we're pushing nonsense. What is here? He said before he hit the ground, he has left his body. Whether his head broke, whether his skull smashed, he did not even know. Just crossed into eternity and into the presence of God. And he saw glory. What he read did not even describe what he saw. And he was saying, Lord, I made it at last. I give you praise. He was worshiping. When Jesus walked up to him, I said, you must go back. He said, I'm not going back. I've got it here. I'm not going back. If it's a joke, stop it. I'm not going back. That was telling Jesus, if it's a joke, stop it. I'm not going back. And he said, and Jesus said, again, will not let you stay. He said, don't mind him. Mind him. And he showed him, look at Egan's praying. And look at the way he's topping the throne of heaven. The case is getting so bad. God will, you have to go back. And was three again. He said, okay, I will make sure you will come back. Don't worry, I'll keep you. And he asked the church, you just turn around, look at it. Turn around, find his body. That's why I just, What nonsense is it? Why should you write a comment? And I fell for the loudest trick in the book. You know, when somebody wants to attack, you say, "How were you?" You gotta look back. You just punch him in the face and praise God. You know. So I know that, yes, on this side we may be weeping. On that side there's rejoicing. And we must learn how we can live in the two realms at the same time. Do you understand? We must learn how to live in the two realms. And God will help us in Jesus' name. And so let me now come to what I want to share with us. And I was talking about the process. See, years ago, I began to envision things, envision church, envision people, you know, and when I set my face to seek the Lord for what the Lord will have me do, I had a series of dreams. And in one of the dreams, I was walking, I just heard the voice say, "Come and meet your army." It was like, I was like a platoon commander. I don't know if you guys ever, it was NYC, I was to meet my own soldiers. And I came, like, dressed in military uniform, and I came to the parade ground, and I looked around, expecting to see men dressed in military uniform. I saw civilians. And they were civilians. When the pastor said, "Bloody civilians." They were not dressed. They were disorganized. They were just talking, and they were supposed to be on parade ground. And I looked at them, and I answered that voice. I said, "Are these riffraffs?" I called them riffraffs. "You want me to take them to battle?" He said, "Yes, they are riffraffs, but turn them into soldiers." And I woke up. I said, "What kind of commission is this?" Amen. Maybe you may understand why I'm mad. Because I've learned over time that a soldier is not here for your pleasure. He's going to train you, must forget. I watched this film many years ago, The Officer and the Gentleman. You were not, many of you are not born when that film came out. That man, that young guy and his colleagues came into the Navy to become soldiers. And he met one tough sergeant, mean like me. Walk up to say, "Where are you from?" "Ikere." "Nothing good comes out of Ikere." And he will destroy Ikere in real life. You know, by the time he finishes you, you will hate Ikere. That you were ever born there. And so that's how he began to demolish whatever thing was in their minds. Praise God. And the way he spoke, one of them went to commit suicide. Because he destroyed his self-value. The best guy in that class committed suicide. So the guy was angry and challenged the sergeant to a duel. And they went to fight in the gym. The sergeant beat. "Oh no, nonsense, Larry." And when they finished fighting, they came back to the parade ground as if nothing happened and everything continued. But the day they commissioned them, the last day they were commissioned, the soldier gave them salute. And the man said, "But the sergeant gave them salute because they were wearing something on their shoulders. They were already officers. He was the sergeant." And he said, "Sir, we should not be the one salute." He said, "Sir, return my compliment. Sir, we used to call you sir yesterday. You can't be calling us sir today." Situation has changed. They had become soldiers. They were officers. They're no longer recruits. They made the pass mark and became officers. In their whites, everything. You would love to go to the Navy. I think for that film, I wanted to go to the Navy. But I hated water. So that was, I ended it. Praise God. And so when the guy went to his base, he came back when they took a new set of recruits and found that that soldier did the same thing he did to them. So it was not as if he hated them. He was just doing his work. Hallelujah. Turning you to a soldier of Christ is not easy. You will be hurt. You will be hurt. All your civilian mentality needs to be shifted. And one thing that you must understand about soldiers is what Paul, can you give me that scripture when he wrote to Timothy? 2 Timothy, I think it's chapter 2. Please give us that something. 2 Timothy 2. And you're like, will you find it? Pastor, help out. I'm not sure she will find it too. Second Timothy, as a good soldier, Paul wrote, he told us, look at verse 3. Okay. Say, thou therefore endure what? Hardness. As a good soldier of Jesus. Hardness is an important component if you must be a soldier in the army of God. They have been telling us since we came into the faith that God is raising an army. But every time I look at the people in front and those of us following, I don't see any resemblance of army or soldiers in any of us, because many of us cannot endure hardness. I had an experience with a set of soldiers during the time of Abacha crisis, 12 crisis. Those soldiers were processed to Mobile. They were there for almost 4 days. There was no food for them, no provisions for food. And when the major came, and after the complimentary salutes, he said, sir, we have not eaten for 4 days. You know what the soldier said? He said, you are bagger, you are mad. Tell him you have not eaten. Are you okay? The guy says, we are sorry, sir. We salute him again. He said, if you're in the war front, will you be telling me you have not eaten? Are you okay? As far as you're concerned, it was anathema to complain. Do you understand me? When I saw that, I was asking, shame on the join our people. Because I thought, by intelligence, can't join the army. You have opinion, you can't join them. Because if you have opinion, they want to attack a position fortified by the enemy, and they have guns, and your commanding officer says, move. I said, are you okay? Can't you see they have guns? You can't dare, so that is mutiny. The response is firing squad. You know you are going to die, but you will still nevertheless obey. You must learn how to endure hardness. It's not a comfort thing. It's, look, thank God for choir. Praise God. Hallelujah. We dance and we do all that. Praise God. But that is not Christianity. Amen. Christianity is that even though it slays me, I still will not change. I will continue to follow him. Ah, Sister Lamba just said this to me. If they see my leg in church, my father didn't bone me. I'm a bastard. You are not yet ready for the calling. Amen. What's the next verse? Verse 4. What? No man that warreth, what does he do? Entangleth himself with what? With the fears of this world. Hallelujah. It's not saying you should do full time and not do work. It means that you don't get yourself distracted with things that does not concern you. Amen. You are calling to a believer, you don't want to start pursuing how to become the president of Nigeria. That's not your business. It's really not your business. That's civilian pursuits. You were called, so you don't entangle yourself. Do you know what you call entanglement? Entanglement. I watched a documentary, where they disabled a ship with this net, fishing net. It got into it, and that thing wrapped around the rotor or something, propeller, and that thing shut down the whole ship. That was entanglement. You don't entangle yourself with things that does not concern. Don't pursue the agendas that God didn't send you to pursue. Don't run the race that God didn't ask you to run. That is a major problem we all have. And I've preached a message here before. False finish lines. One of the best ways Satan has destroyed the church, that they have given us false visions, false agendas. And all our lives and our energy, we have pursued those agendas at the detriment of our souls. And I tell you that many people cross into eternity and they will enter eternity with regrets. Because at the end of the day, God will tell you that I did not send you all the things you went to do. May that not be our portion, in Jesus' name. As uninteresting as it may sound, the only agenda we have is growing to sonship. Anything that will not add to you growing up is not part of his agenda for you. I'm not saying you should not go and walk. Amen. Part of your growing up process, Pastor Wale, is what you are going through. Is what is making you to a son. It's not that I must do full-time ministry. No, it's not called. It's not. All of us, we have different parts to play in this thing. Praise God. But wherever you go, you are going to be a solution. Amen. You are going to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. That is an high calling. What you've been summoned to do is higher than you. You have to be careful of distractions. Because the devil will come and say, look, you too went to school. You too can become bigger than Dangote. And he will pursue that. And he would have robbed you of your eternal pursuit. Paul said I was apprehended. That I may apprehend what God wants me to apprehend. And this is the understanding. God captured him. Are you with me? And now ask him, have you done boju boju? Have you done boju boju? Now when you now find one and you touch him, it's now his responsibility to go and start finding. Jesus did boju boju for us. Captured us and said, now look for me. Do you understand? That is the high price of our calling. That's what we have all been called. So whether you end up in the academics, whether you're up in the military, or whether you end up in the civil service, or you end up in business, you have only one pursuit. Find Christ. So anyone you are doing, find Christ. Apprehend him. Because he is what we were called to apprehend. Hallelujah. And that's why we are finishing. We can't afford to abandon what we have been summoned to do. Are you with me? I can't come here and tell you that the new calling now is for us to now be the biggest cathedral in Akure. That's not my calling. If it becomes necessary and the population becomes much, we will build another that can accommodate our size. Are you with me? But not because I want to prove a point to anybody. I'm not here to prove a point to anybody. Even though somebody asked me, I said all the people who left with us, who left, none of them is in ministry today that is succeeding. Said I'm the only one. And I am even have the audacity to set up my church close to Possibility Ground. I now laughed. I said, sir, you know him, sir. You know the man. I said, sir, when I was looking for a church location, honestly, I went around the whole of Accra and I found none. There was this building, that building there, that's two-story building that, Habanik, where Hilda them lived. The top floor was vacant. Big hall, suitable, but there was a floor that made me change my mind. I said, for this reason, I will not do church if I can't find a place in Accra. It's not a must. The veranda is narrow and all this small plastic glass. Like I said, supposing a child comes out and badges against that thing and runs and falls down, what will I tell the parents? Must I do ministry by force? So I'm not doing. And I worked, and for months I didn't do anything. Until that warehouse. I'd come to that warehouse, they said it was not available. We opened that warehouse. Now, since we left, all churches are the one collecting it. And every church that lives there goes to the permanent ground. So we pioneered and opened that place. We disbadged it and hallelujah. God has helped us. But we know where we are going. I need you to understand that it's not about church. It's about you. You finding your purpose and you fulfilling what God has called you to do. That will be my joy. That I hear of you doing well. Praise God. It will be a disaster if I hear that you are selling candle. Because I didn't teach you how to sell candle. Amen. I didn't teach you how to use handkerchief. Amen. Am I communicating for you? I want you to learn how to follow Christ in true and sincere heart. And if God do it, is that correct English? If God does it, if God do it. All right. But I shall understand. All right. Amen. And if he chooses not to bless us, we will still not bow. That's the attitude I want to carry. Even, hear me, O Nebuchadnezzar, prince of Babylon. We will not obey you. We will not serve you. I trust God that in this land I will prosper. But even if our God does not prosper us, we still will not serve Babylon. I won't forget the opportunity. We had an opportunity. The governor, I and pastor went to see the late Yarugulem then. And they were postponing. And then the agency said, come at 3 a.m. And I told pastor, if I will not be awake to see God for 3 a.m., I can't see a man for 3 a.m. Let's go. Let him perish with his opportunity. And we walked away. Praise God. Am I talking to you? A contractor came to me many years ago and said, look, the governor is looking for a memo when I was still in civil service. A memo. A page memo. We're going to bring, I'm talking about 1992. I'm talking about a memo that will bring out about 3 million naira. That was about now. And my cut was 100,000 for writing a memo. And I said, I will not write. He said, you have talked. I said, say whatever it is you want to say, but I'm not writing it. Few weeks ago, I talked to this man, the commissioner, that I wanted 10,000 to give to Minister of Works to do the architectural drawing for Alade Dore cocoa processing plant. They did that factory without any architectural drawing, no civil drawing, no nothing. They just started building. I've never seen people do things like that. It's only in Nigerian civil service. So that we can regularize everything. He said, there's no money. They are not asking me to write a memo to bring out 3 million. He said, I'm not writing. He said, if he doesn't give me my 10,000, I'm not writing anything. They couldn't believe that. Am I okay? 100,000 there. They were selling regular 200 for 30,000. Regular 200 was 30,000. And that was, my friend Pastor Adioshu took his 200 best car to go and greet a PS. He was looking for money for a contract. The man was doing, he was dancing. So when the man came out and saw the car, he said, he don't have that car. He said, one of my car. He said, come to my office tomorrow. Amen. Because I said I would not take anything that belongs to the king of Sodom. Lest tomorrow you turn around and say you made it Abraham rich. So I won't do it. He reported me to my boss. My boss called me on the corridor. He lashed me. He said, go and write the memo. I said, sir, with due respect, sir, I'm not writing it. And I walked away. I can't do that now. The civil service that we have, can't you do that? They will never sack me. They'll just kill me. That's how bad things have become. But I walked away. And nothing happened. He raised the stakes to 500,000. You know what I would have done with 500,000? My whole family would have disappeared forever. Or worst case, I would have started my own church. I would have left Agape and started my own church. Big boy. The Lord has started with us. He said, how do you get this? What the Lord's doing? It's fabulous in our side. Hallelujah. But I said, I won't compromise. I will not compromise. I can explain how I got everything I have. And you can judge whether it was, I used Connie. At least, pastor is here. He knew where we went to a place. Is it, where is that? Where we got to a point, they said there is end of road. But to go and do installation in a location that there was no road to, we had to hire boats to go there. And when we're looking at the water, we're now saying, Lord, it was you who brought us first. How we are going to go back? Because if that thing capsized, we are on our own. It was a swamp. There's nothing you can hold on to and say, hey, oh, help me. That thing wash it. Praise God. Till today, people are saying, oh, me to over 2 million. I didn't ask them. When I asked them, they scoped me. Don't let these things hold your soul. Don't let it hold your soul. What is important to me is that I finish well. That I may hear from the Lord's mouth, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's all. That is all. I pray for you all that you will understand this and you will imbibe it and you will be committed to fulfilling your calling as I'm also trying to do mine in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you for helping me. But in helping me, you are helping yourself. That's just how it works. It's a symbiosis. I've been called to equip you for the works of service, for ministry. Because he has raised us to a point that we can do that. And I also want you to understand that it's incumbent upon you not just to be coming here to be drinking, that you also will join in reaching out to others. Andrew did not stay with Jesus alone. He went to call his brother Peter. Hallelujah. Let us reach out to other young people. Because the future, listen, the church is messed up. There's a scripture I'm going to read. My time is up again. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61 verse 4. And I'm closing on that. Isaiah 61 verse 4. I'm closing on that by God's grace. I'm not going to talk much. This is what the Lord told me when I was also praying. And this was the mandate. And this is why I know. See, when this thing came to me, I was like, what could ever go wrong with the church? It said, and they shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. I came across the book that Ayodeji Abodude wrote on Pahelty. As far back as the 50s, Pahelty has been speaking about the kingdom of God. All the men he raised, none of them is following that path. They didn't follow the kingdom. They were preaching prosperity. They were preaching, we shall go forward, we shall break through. All of them, I can mention names of all these great men. They didn't follow it. And I'm like, is this why I was called? Let me close by saying this. I had a series of dreams. Since then. See, the vision did not, everything about PGT did not open once. It has been opening progressively. Hallelujah. One of the major things I believe helped me from the beginning of PGT was the revelation about the kingdom. And that's all that it is to the preaching. And just recently, I also, yes, I knew that something was about the kingdom, and I've been trying not to preach, let us become rich. Look, I want you to be rich. But please, be able to tell us your testimony. Are you with me? How God, is that a God did it kind of testimony? What did God specifically do? It's not that I just got there and I noticed that I could change 10,000 to 1 million. I just added a few zeros. And the Lord did it. You know that kind of, the Lord did it. You're a thief. You know that kind of testimonies, original testimony. That the Lord showed me the vision. I should go and start doing Gary. And I started doing Gary and I became a millionaire. Wrote testimony in the Facebook. Do you understand me? And God has been showing many of us dreams. But my own dream is interesting. Amen. And here the Lord is saying we are building the desolations. And I was asking God, I said, Lord, all these people who are here, they have tried, but say, what I just see is desolations. Nobody's talking about the kingdom. They're just talking about rapture, be good, be great. And as far as God is concerned, those are the desolations. People, destinies are being destroyed. And God is asking me to rebuild it and give you new vision. That's heavy. That's heavy. And as you go and interact, give people new vision. That is not about you being a millionaire. That is, by the way, the real issue is that you are raised into that stature of Christ. That is the work. And that cannot be done by flesh and bone or flesh and blood. It can only be done by the Spirit. Amen. It can only be done by what? The Spirit. So we have a lot of work to do. Jesus is not coming back until the church comes into perfection. And that's a lot. Because a lot of desolations have taken place. To change your minds and your mindset and your vision and your agendas, it's a challenge. It's a fight for itself on its own. So talk less of me now going to the radio and start telling people, change your ways. They will laugh at me. But I know they will laugh. But that's not the problem. But if I have results, I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. A friend of mine were talking. You know, the guy on, when he was, we were arguing about churches and all that. And I said, Pastor, you talk to people. And what's your proof? I said, my proof is my life and my ministry. And that was where the argument ended. Others may have done it. I'm not doing it. Don't count me with them. So when Paul said, you are my proof, you are the proof of the apostolic calling, I understand it. So when Pastor Ibitoku came and said, my fruit, that's the joy. Those people didn't give me money, but the joy that they could testify that the people came out of PGT, that first class character. That's all. So wherever you go, please, go and show forth that you came from a home. You came from a family. We don't only go for excellence. We do it uprightly. The Lord will bless you and increase you. Can we pray? Father, we thank you for those, your people. These are your people. You died for them. For their sakes, you were raised. I pray that you will perfect the work you started in our lives in the name of Jesus. In the years that are before us, make us fruitful. Let your work prosper in our hands. Increase us on every side. Beyond these numbers, increase this church. Increase our level of influence in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all those who have labored. Remember their labor, Lord. Remember it for their good. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many free field meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.